Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today we are looking at some of the women that are surviving outside of Zimbabwe, where we take a journey through Sarah Chinzara in South Africa, where she says she is vending local and imported products to the local South African market. Miss Chinzara will take us through the journey that she is traveling as she tries to make a living for her family. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Miss Chinzara.
Okay,
Miss Chinzara, you are in South Africa. What are you doing there?
In South Africa, I'm just doing many things here. I usually go to Zimbabwe and buy things from Zimbabwe and come and sell here.
What type of things are you selling there in South Africa?
It depends. Sometimes I sell linen, bed spread, pots, duvet, blankets. It depends. I can see these things on market, these things are on demand so that I can sell them.
Take us through your day as a vendor based there in South Africa. Like, what do you do when you wake up? What do you do to take your stuff to the market? What do you do? How do you sell your stuff?
Me, usually, I just go to departments. I've got the customers in departments. Sometimes I use some pamphlets and I show them my pamphlets. They phoned me. What things have you got? I just told them I want such things and they phoned me. Bring a duvet, bring a blanket. That's what I do most of the time.
And is life easy there in South Africa? Tell us about where you live.
Actually, as compared to my country, it's very difficult when you are staying in a foreign country. Like here, everybody sometimes always walk with a knife, with a gun. Even daylight, they can rob you. Daylight, they can rape you. So it's very, very, very difficult. Especially they can identify you that you can't even speak their language. They can easily target you. That is with a lot of money. Yet maybe you haven't anything in your pocket.
So how do you manage to fit into the society so that you don't stick out as a Zimbabwean woman?
Just God who is protecting us here. It's not on my own mind. It's only God who protects us.
Tell me about your family. Did you leave any children at home, and how old are they?
And the first born is 25 years old, and the other one is 10 years old, the other one 4 years, and the other one is 2 years, not to mention in my extended family. I'm a mother looking about more, but 14 people. My family under me.
So how do you manage to do it? And then also, who is looking after the children while you're there in South Africa?
My parents are still alive. They are looking after those children. What I do, I just send money. They phone me. We also communicate on phone. When there's a problem, they just phone me. When I've got money, I just send money to home.
How do you send the money? And are you able, on a monthly basis, to send a certain amount of money? Or how do you do that?
I usually do on a monthly basis. When I collected my money, I just send money like month end. We use that as mukuru.com. We put our money at the shops, wherever they put it, and they give you reference number so that person can go with his or an ID and collect that money at any bank in Zimbabwe.
Going back to the family that you left in Zimbabwe, what kind of challenges are you facing having left your children in Zimbabwe and now staying in South Africa?
There's a very problem. Sometimes the children, they need mother's love, mother's touch. You see, they need your clothes. Sometimes there's a problem. They want you personally, not the grandmother, not the grandfather. So that's the problem, part of it. And that bond now is expired because most of the time, I spend most of the time in South Africa. It's only some few days. I usually go on holidays. And like sometimes there's a funeral, I go.
What about the issue of paperwork? Are you legal there in South Africa?
I'm staying here legal because I've got those Zimbabwe special permits. And we've already documented here legal in South Africa. We are not staying illegal. We are documented here.
And also, you were mentioning that now the people that are marketing their product in South Africa no longer go around shouting like what we used to hear when we hear of people selling madoiri. Tell me what you say when you go out there selling your wares.
I know it depends. what stuff are you selling here?
Molo, what you period of periodena. It be a tengis and it even the attendees or the ten sand on the diamond demon do various and it's covered and the Zamu is born and then up in the moon I can't get into funai.
And what does that mean?
You know, in office, how are you? I'm fine. What are you selling? I'm selling many things. Let me show you so that you can select what you want. You must market things which are not very popular to others, especially ladies. They are fed up with taking those days because it's many, many, many years when people are selling doilies. So you change the format now. They are just even buying clothes, even buying blankets at a wholesale price and come and sell them here.
So what do you say to your customer?
You know, sometimes we just lie. This is product from Tanzania, Zimbabwe, wherever. Because these people, they can't travel about 2 kilometers away to buy that blanket. Yet me, I can travel that 20 kilometers to buy that thing, and I must put my profit on that. They say when I go with 200 rands or 600 rands, so that thing I should charge it more than 1,000 rands to make my profit.
And also, what would you like to see change in Zimbabwe so that you can get back to staying with your family?
I think maybe when we use our own currency, I think maybe things are going to be all right. We are just praying that one day maybe it will be the Zimbabwe which we know 20 years ago.
Time is not on our side. Thank you for having been our guest, Miss Sarah Chinzara. Here on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Okay, my pleasure.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.